ABC Radio Australia.
The story that I've got for you now is pretty amazing. It's an interview with the first Samoan to be appointed head coach of a first-grade rugby league club anywhere in the world. He says he hopes his success will encourage other top-flight Samoan players to look at making the switch to coaching when they retire from the game. Willie Poaching has taken the reins at Wakefield Trinity in the English Super League, and he says he's acutely aware that he is a pioneer and hopeful that he's broken down the wall so that other Samoans can follow his lead in the future. A former captain and coach of Toa Samoa, he has told Pacific Beat that he would like to have another crack at leading his national team at some point in the future. But prior to securing his top job at Wakefield, he had supporting roles at three other English clubs. And speaking to Richard Hewitt on the line from Yorkshire in northern England, Willie Poaching said, "It's certainly been a long road to the top."
It has, and I'd be lying if I didn't say I questioned at times if it would happen, but I knew with perseverance and the will, I suppose, of wanting to get there and stick with it and using the opportunities as an assistant coach to keep honing my craft as a coach was going to give me the opportunity to stick at it and hopefully get in the seat one day, which has happened. So, yeah, it took 15 years and I asked my wife when I started coaching to give me 10 without really understanding what it took to be a head coach, that there's competition for, I think it's 28 spots in the world. So it makes you really, really appreciate the opportunity that I've been given.
Clearly, it matters to you that as a Samoan, you have sealed this number one job with Wakefield in England. It clearly matters to the Samoan people and the Samoan rugby league followers, going on what the reaction we've seen in social media in this part of the world. And it matters in Australia too. I'm wondering, does it matter in England? Has the fact that you are of Samoan heritage made headlines over there?
Not really. The story came out. That was written for Forbes, and that was the first time really a few of my mates and family had pointed it out to me and we'd spoken about it, but publicly that was the first article or first time that I'd spoken to someone about it, and then speaking to yourself now. And it probably has a little bit more significance at home, but no one here has spoken about it, and I don't think anyone's too aware of it. But yeah, I don't do the social media thing, so that's really nice that it's got some attention. And the reason I went into coaching was to pass on the knowledge that I'd been imparted with in all my years of playing and all the years that I was involved before I stepped into it. I'd always wanted to do that. I felt that as a bit of my duty of being in the game, because my dad taught me and I had some wonderful coaches for me to pass some of that knowledge on and help the next generation of players. And I'm sure there's somebody else of Samoan, of Pacific Island descent, that wants to do that as well. And if they want to, hopefully my sitting in this position now gives them the thought that, hey, this can be done.
What about the national side? You've coached and captained Toa Samoa in your time. Would you like to do that again, bearing in mind the logistical obstacles involved?
You know, the world's so small now. It's easier to communicate and you can do all these Zoom videos. And it's not the ideal way to coach, but, you know, contact can be made and held a lot easier now. But yeah, somewhere down the track, I'd love to get involved again. It means so much to me and my family because my dad was one of the people that was involved in the establishment of Samoa Rugby League and Pacific Rugby League. And we were youngsters watching him get it all up and running. So it's always meant a lot to us, Samoa Rugby League, and a lot to me. And I'd like to be involved in it again one day. I probably rushed into it coaching-wise when I sat as the head coach for Samoa. And I'd like to think I'm a much better coach, a much more mature coach now. But for the time being, my focus is with Wakefield. But yeah, I'd love to be back involved with the national team at some stage.
Would you take some inspiration from Christian Wolfe, one of your rivals over there, looking after St Helens and very successfully, and of course, taking Tonga to within an ace of the last World Cup final?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We look at the number of players that we've got playing now, and you look at the Penrith side alone and some of the players that they have and the wealth of Samoan talent that they have in their squad. If we're able to put a team with that calibre together that could rival what Tonga has done, yeah, for sure, the opportunities in Samoa could really shock the world.
Do you see Samoa as being legitimate challenges when the World Cup gets played, we hope, next year?
Definitely. If they can put the squad together that they could possibly get together, you know, and they're 12 months down the track, and hopefully for Samoa, Jerome Luai and Josh Papali'i and Young Crichton and Brian To'o, they're willing to put their hand up for Samoa, but also they're in the form that they finished the season in and winning the premiership. There's loads that Samoa can pick from now. And if those players are in form and playing well and they pledge their allegiance to Samoa, then there's no reason why Samoa couldn't be a force.
And coming back to our starting point and your appointment at Wakefield Trinity, what are your ambitions for the club now? And I mean, could we expect to see maybe one or two more Pacific Islanders crossing over to England to join you there?
If they're good enough, if they're going to fit into the model we're trying to create, there's going to be no charity, no tokenism. I'm looking to put the best squad together. And if a Pacific Island player fits what we're trying to look for, then we'll have a chat and we'll chase after him if that's the case. But as far as the club is concerned, we're just trying to be as successful as we can on the field and create a model of success off the field as well, as far as the culture and helping young men become better rugby league players, but to grow as young men. We just spoke as a club that we want good people around, and we want the club to be as ambitious and as successful as we can on all fronts.